弟兄姊妹平安。
And peace to you, brothers and sisters.
今天我在这里想跟大家见证我是如何成为基督徒的。
Today I want to give you a testimony on how I was converted.
在今年的5月13号，在美国来美国整整10个月以后，在 OK。
Sorry. So on May 13th, after 10 months, I came to United States.
在那天周五晚的团契当中，在一位弟兄的辅导下，我终于做了决志祷告。
During a Friday fellowship and after a counseling from a brother, I came and accepted Jesus Christ.
我对耶稣基督以及基督教的认识基本上可以分成两个阶段。
There are two stages on my approach to the Christianity.
首先是兴趣的阶段，就是好奇的阶段。
The first stage was interest, and then I was curious about Christianity.
在我的成长环境当中呢，我周边并不缺乏有基督教的这个就氛围。
When I was growing up, I have a Christian environment.
但那都是一种兴趣。
But it was just interest.
当我的人生开始进入第三个十年，就是要奔入这个进入中年。
When I came to be in my 30s, which is middle age.
我的生活发生了很多的这个变化，这些变化促使我开始去渴望寻求人生的。答案，寻找人生的意义。
There are a lot of changes in my life, and I started to seek the purpose of life.
原因有非常的多。首先呢，就是步入中年以后，像我这样的年纪，许多的亲人，在过去的数年间相聚离世。
There are a lot of reasons, and one of them is that because I came to my middle age, a lot of relatives of mine passed away during the past couple of years.
当我亲眼看着他们断气走完人生的最后一程，他们临走前的种种，或是受病痛的折磨，或是对死亡的威胁，那种场景令我心碎震撼。
When I watched them breathe their last breath, and then they are tortured by their sickness, I was really astonished.
另外一方面，随之而来是我自己婚姻家庭矛盾的加剧，我的婚姻已经走过7年之痒，那么已经开始摇摇欲坠，而且冷战不断。
And also during for the crisis of marriage, we have passed our itches of the 7 years, and we have a shaking marriage right now.
我发现过去几年的物质生活的费数提高。并没有给我带来快乐、欢乐。
And I realized, you know, all the material prosperity for the last couple of years haven't brought me any happiness.
我觉得非常的迷惘想寻求人生的这个答案我不想再这么继续生活下去。
I was very lost, and I really want to seek the purpose of life, and I don't want to live the way I am living now.
感谢神，在去年的7月份，我有机会来密大的法学院来返学。我相信这一切都不是偶然的。
I thank Lord. July last year, I had the opportunity to come to United States to University of Michigan in law school for an exchange study.
是包括我选择密大法学院，包括来美国之后不久就有弟兄姐妹引领我到安城华人教会来参加团契。
I thank God. I came here to the law school of University of Michigan, and brothers soon approached me. Soon after I came here.
并且在这个过程当中，总是有神总是安排不同的。在不同的阶段安排不同的弟兄姊妹来给我很多帮助。
And at different points of time, God has arranged different brothers and sisters to give me help.
所以我对 我对这个圣经的学习也是比较系统的，我一直都坚持在团契当中学习。
And I have a systematic a learning of the Bible, and I continue to study in the fellowship.
我过去所受的教育都是无神论的教育，所以我内心是其实很矛盾。
My education was an atheistic education, and so I have a lot of conflicts in my life.
但是经过学习，尤其是听了几场专题讲座以后。我认识到有神论和科学并不矛盾，传统的进化论也并不是能够也是缺乏足够的证据说服我，所以我无法再坚持无神论。
So after a lot of study and after hearing a lot of seminars, so I found that God is not contrary to the scientific approach of thinking.And the traditional revolution, the traditional evolution theory, is also questionable.
所以我确信这茫茫的宇宙当中一定有神，定有主宰这世界的神。
And I believe that there is a God who reigns over the universe.
但为什么不是佛祖呢？因为我的妈妈是佛教徒。
But why is not this God a Buddha? Because my mom is a Buddhist.
因为佛祖从来没有说过他是神。
Because Buddha has never said he's God.
佛经只是宣扬一种哲学思想。
And the Buddhism is just, you know, propagating, trying to promote, a philosophical thinking.
只有圣经让我觉得真实严谨，是真理。
And only Bible is the truth, which is serious, worth to study.
很容易就接受主吗？不是，对我来说不是的。
It's not really easy for me to accept God.
我曾经在弟兄的辅导下，曾经三度试图尝试祷告，但直到第三次才实现。
And through the help of a brother, I tried three times to pray, but only at the third attempt did I succeed.
在这期间，我碰到过很多的这个困难啊。然后我就说，主啊，如果你真的存在啊，让我度过这个难关，我就相信你。
And during this process, I had a lot of difficulties, and I prayed to God, God, if you are real, please help me and go through these circumstances, and afterwards I'll believe in you.
但是事情一过，我又都忘记了。
But after all these things, I forgot my promise.
终于在第三次啊。也就是5月13号那天，终于我做了觉知祷告，看起来是那么的水到渠成。
And after the third attempt, which is on May the 13th, I finally made the decision and prayed to God.
是什么原因促使我能够触动我，就是在那天做了觉知祷告。
What is the reason behind what is the reason why I made this prayer to God?
我想是在此之前我参加的荷兰郁金香节那个旅途当中我看到的一个 movie 就是一个电影，那个电影跟这个我对这个神的认识有关。
I think it's probably because I watched a movie, and that movie touched my heart and deepened my understanding of God.
就像是神在对我说话一样。
As if God was talking to me.
那个电影令我感动落泪。
I burst into tears when I was watching the movie.
那讲的是这个电影叫做 Fireproof, 婚姻防火墙。
So this movie was Fireproof.
讲的是一对新疆劳燕分飞的夫妻，最终在神的爱的感动下重归于好。
It was talking about a couple who is about to divorce, and under the love of God, they came back to each other.
有一句台词我印象非常深刻，那个丈夫问他的父亲说，有谁一直用热脸贴着冷屁股还会继续爱你。 OK
there's a sentence which touched me a lot. The father said to the husband, is there to put your face against your hip and then he will still like you, is that right?
Yeah, okay. 所以他的有的父亲就把他带到那个十字架前，告诉他有基督耶稣就是这样的，他为了我们这些罪人，他甘愿化为肉身，舍弃宝血，为我们洗去身上的罪，让我们有机会重新选择悔改，重新建立和神的亲密关系。
And the dad brought his husband to the cross and said, okay, Jesus is this guy. And he was willing to sacrifice himself. He was willing to give his life to you so that we can be cleansed of our sins and that we can reconcile with God.
我的生活虽不是像电影中的主人公那样，但其实也是千疮百孔对我的婚姻生活。
My life wasn't so bad as the hero in the movie, but my life was, you know, by no means good.
所以我开始反省自己，为什么会有这样的这么多的问题？我觉得根深蒂固的问题是自我为中心，我只看见别人的问题，却没有发现我自己内心心灵深处的黑暗一面。
So I started to reflect on my life, and I found, okay, the problem is my egoism. Myself is the center of my life, and I don't really care about other people.
于是我开始改变，想改变自己的行为，生活也有了一些变化。我开始体谅太太的种种的不易，体恤她的这个辛苦。
So I try to change my life, act in a different way, and try to understand the hardness of my wife.
这是我过去几年从来没有做的事。我总是觉得我做的很多，她都不理解我。
And this I've never done before in the past couple of years. And I always think, you know, beforehand I always think I've done so many things, but she didn't understand me.
所以我感觉我的爱又回来了，感谢主。
And I feel my love was back to me, and thanks to Lord.
此刻我的心已经回到我的家了。
And now my heart is already with my home.
是，所以让我想起一句话，就是他必拯救呼救的人，脱离一切的痛苦。
And this reminds me of a scripture. He is going to save those who call his name.
那信主以后，我的生活发生了一些变化。我开始学会放下自己，学会谦卑，学会跟学会给身边的人更多的爱。
There are a couple of changes in my life after I was converted. I learned to give up something, to be humble and to love other people around me.
抱怨也少了，也不再那么容易发怒，也而且是经常反省自己。
And I complain less, and I do not anger anymore. As much.
Okay. 所以我又想起了一些话，就是苦痛乃是一份化了妆的祝福。
And that reminds me another sentence. The hardship, the difficulty is a blessing in its disguise.
这一生最美的祝福就是能够认识主耶稣，能够信靠主耶稣。
The best blessing in our life is to get to know Jesus Christ.
我已经浪费了太多的时间，所以我是主啊，我愿一生一世奔跑相随。
And I've already wasted a lot of time, and I want to say to Jesus, I will run after you.
谢谢。